I was 8,000 kilometers away, drunk and happily unaware at a friend's birthday party in Berlin, when I learned that the first white farmer had been murdered. Someone had left a TV on in the corner of the apartment. I knew, even with the sound off, that it was a news report on Zimbabwe. There's something about rich, red earth, the colour of blood, that you can never wash away, no matter how far you've travelled or how long you've been running. It was a Sunday afternoon, 16th April, 2000. For the previous month back in Zimbabwe, the government of President Robert Mugabe had been threatening to take away land from the country's 4,500 white farmers. Gangs of armed men, said to be the veterans of the liberation war that had ended white rule 20 years earlier, had begun invading white-owned land, assaulting black farm workers, looting homes, burning tobacco barns, and stoning dogs, pigs, and cattle to death. Still, it was a shock to discover a farmer had now been murdered. His name was David Stevens. He had been savagely beaten and then shot in the face at point-blank range with a shotgun after a mob abducted him from his farm in the district of Macheke.